This podcast is brought to you by Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. Do what I did and update your smile. Call 844-A-PERFECT-SMILE. When you change your smile, you change your life.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You went through a pivot on this to, oh my God, the gravity is almost inexplicable and unexplainable.
I wanted to always play it down. I still like playing it down.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't want to create a panic.
What do you say to Americans who are upset with you over the way you downplayed this crisis over the last couple of months?
If you look at those individual statements, they're all true. Stay calm. I don't want panic in the country. I could cause panic much better than even you.
So, okay, what's the problem?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The president sat for repeated interviews with Bob Woodward. Why in the world would he do that? It was Lindsey Graham who helped convince Donald Trump to talk to Bob Woodward. Lindsey Graham brokered that meeting. Lindsey Graham even sat in on the first interview between Bob Woodward and the president.
Smell a rat.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
He knew and purposely played it down. Worse, he lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months.
But I want to take a moment to say it's not a time to panic about coronavirus.
Well, well, well. How the turntables.
Unchained and unstoppable.
What the president did in those comments showed his contempt for the American people and their health.
Come to Chinatown. Here we are. Come join us.
Contempt for science.
Come to Chinatown.
For any real effort to crush the virus.
Come to Chinatown.
Contempt for his supporters.
Come join us.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, broadcasting today not from Chinatown. I don't think I've ever broadcast from Chinatown. I used to work at the Boston Herald when it was close to Chinatown, and I would walk to Chinatown for lunch, but never broadcast from Chinatown. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. So today, the big thing is that Donald Trump told Bob Woodward that he didn't really believe in white privilege. He said that. This is a big day, though, big day. I thought about making this the poll question. What are you going to be watching tonight on TV? The opening of the NFL season? The Red Sox? Or is suicide an option? I will not be watching any sports, I don't think. I know I will not be watching any sports. I've sworn off baseball, I've sworn off basketball, and if I didn't think I was going to get a lecture from the NFL, I would watch the NFL. Because that's my favorite spectator sport, like most people in America. But I don't need it. You know, it's not that hard to get beyond the NFL and sports in general. So we have some more stuff. There was so much stuff yesterday from Joe Biden, from his rally that was attended by four people in Michigan. There was so much stuff that we didn't get to all of it. So we might as well start off today, because it's going to be another crazy day. Trump is going to have a news conference any day now. We're going to have a school committeeman from New Bedford on who's electrified his Trump fence. His Trump sign. It's a great, that's just such a great, I'm looking so forward to talking to him. And we're going to have one of the plaintiffs in the case against Charlie Parker tomorrow. They're going to try to ask the whole Supreme Judicial Court to overturn his dictatorial rule. Probably not. I'm not confident, but at least I'm glad they're going into court to, in the lead up to the appearance, the hearing tomorrow in front of the SJC, Charlie Parker has decreed that next week the arcades can open. Apparently, right now, COVID is running amok at the video games and the pinball machines. But as of next week, there's going to be a truce. It's like the Christmas truce during World War I. COVID and the pinball machines are going to have a truce, and then they'll all be able to reopen again. I don't know. Will the pool halls be able to reopen? Is it too late to say Flat Top Johnny's in Kendall Square in Cambridge?
COVID and Pac-Man have shaken hands.
That's right. They met on the battleship USS Missouri. Just 75 years after that fateful meeting, it's happened again here. All right. So, you know, this is just so silly. I don't know what to say. It's I wrote in my column, though, that what the SJC is deciding tomorrow, it comes down to one thing. Did Charlie Parker have the right to destroy the economy of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts? We have some VIPs in here who own restaurants. I think they would agree with me that that's the crux of the matter. He has destroyed it. I mean, you can't have a dispute. You can't say, well, you know, how dare you say he destroyed Massachusetts? I dare say it. How can you say anything else? It's the highest unemployment rate in the country and the third highest death rate in the country. 190 people dead in the last 2 weeks in Massachusetts, according to the new numbers that came out yesterday. We posted it. We tweeted them out. And I think 160 are over the age of 70. And over half, two-thirds are over the age of 80. All right. 508, I'll tune in well after kickoff to avoid the anthem nonsense. If the visual and verbal lectures are too much, I will switch to a rerun of WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah, but you can't get away from it because there's going to be Black Lives Matter slogans in the end zone. You know, that's what I used to do when they were doing the bended knee. I would just wait till after the kickoff, but I don't think that's possible this year. 978, five of the seven judges on the SJC are appointed by him. How do you think it's going to end? Pay to play. Yeah, he said yesterday, we'll get to Biden in just a second, but he said yesterday, Charlie Parker, that the vast majority of the economy in Massachusetts is open. And I didn't know what he meant until I saw that he had nominated three new judges yesterday. One of the new judges, a guy named Harnais from Braintree, is given $5,000 to Karen Polito. $3,500 to Tal Duvall. Also, this guy Harnais has this new judge that was just nominated yesterday. He's given $80,000 to Hacks, according to the Office of Campaign and Political Finance. Among his recipients, Crash Murray, the disgraced lieutenant governor, got money from him. Sal DeMacy, the jailbird ex-speaker of the House. Jimmy DiPaolo, the sheriff, the high sheriff of Middlesex County, who committed suicide up in Maine Right before he was indicted. So as far as Charlie Parker's gone, as far as he's concerned, the economy is operating just swimmingly, just as it always does. You give money to Charlie Parker, you get a job. You get a permanent lifetime job for $170,000. Pay to play. So he doesn't care. He doesn't give a damn about you, and he doesn't give a damn about you guys, you restaurant owners. He didn't give a damn about the people who work for you. About I love the fact that he says the economy is 90% back. If the economy is 90% back, why is the unemployment rate 16.1%? We'll get to more of this later on. I just drives me nuts. 844-500-4242. Let's have some. This is Biden. How many times do I have to tell Mr. Vice President not to get into numbers? No numbers, Mr. Vice President. Cut five.
U.S. COVID-infected military, U.S. COVID-infected in America, 6,344,700. U.S. COVID deaths, 189,506. Military COVID-infected, 118,000. 984. Military COVID deaths, 6,114.
Huh?
Very fake news.
Huh? Okay. But he didn't take my advice. He kept going with the numbers. Here's he's talking. I think he's trying to talk here about the capital gains tax rate. Cut six.
If you change the tax rate, it went from 38% to 21%. If you just send it back to 38%, down if you 36% to 28%. That's what we started to try to do.
May we quote you on that, Mr. Vice President? Okay.
Not only did he invent new numbers, Howie, when he reported that there were over 6,000 military deaths due to COVID,
yeah,
there were actually only seven.
Well,
CNN called him out on that
one. He's been further off than that before. Remember when he said that there'd been 120 million COVID deaths in the United States? Which would mean that two of the people, there's seven of us in this room, two of us would be dead if his numbers were correct.
And all of these women would be at work right now because there's 750 million of them in
right,
the workforce.
Right, right. There would be women marching up and down 128 trying to get to work. Yeah, I know. Yeah, at 6:03, he can't even read anymore. Yeah. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This is Alex from East Bridgewater, Mass.
This is Ann in Saco, Maine.
This is John Zucco from Hampton, Mass. And this is The Howie Carr Show.
Yesterday, we had a restaurant, Boone's, from Portland as our cheap bastard deal. Those gift certificates went quickly. And we have another cheap bastard deal today, and it's going to go quickly, too. It's not a restaurant. It's a pain cream.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
On the line with us is Ben Suarez. He's the inventor of the Thunderstorm air purifier, and one of our VIPs ordered one and is talking about how great it is. It's a really good product, the Thunderstorm. And today, Ben has another product that he's offering to the listeners. It's the Eden Pure Pain Cream, and I've been using it, and it's great. I'm going to pass it around to the VIPs here in a moment. It's Ben, thanks for being with us, and why don't you tell the listeners about the cream and why it's better than aspirin or ibuprofen or even opioids, the kind of stuff you ingest, rather than the pain cream is better. Tell us why.
Okay, well, it's Eden Pure 7 Pain Cream.
Okay.
And everybody knows the problems with pain relievers. The prescription pain relievers are the high power ones are opioid based, and opioid products are very, very addictive.
Right.
And you know there's been a rash of overdose deaths with opioid based prescription drugs.
Right.
And then recently, there's new research has revealed that there's also a major health side effects with the over-the-counter.
Like aspirin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aspirin makes you bleed.
Aspirin. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not only aspirin, but ibuprofen and a number of other ones also with extended use. The health problems are very major.
Yeah.
And also, these opioids, they cost anywhere from $300 a bottle to $2,000 a bottle.
Right.
So two years ago, we set out to produce a pain relief product that is not only affordable, but prescription power, and yet has no bad side effects or addictions. And we were able to do that. And the key factor turned out to be when the government legalized the CBD extract from cannabis,
mm-hmm.
which has many health benefits, and it's been used extensively in the medical profession,
right,
for pain relief, especially.
I got a tube in my hand here. It says, "Yeah, it's the you've got the hemp leaf right here, the very familiar hemp leaf, full-spectrum hemp oil infused, and it's deep soothing, and it really is. I started using it yesterday on my leg, on my left leg, which I've broken a couple of times, my foot, my leg, my, you know, I've smashed it up over and over again, and it's sore all the time. But this is really good stuff, I must say. Took the pain out.
Yeah, well, hemp is one of the plants in the cannabis family, and it's the most extensive health benefit. It has the biggest range of health benefits. But anyhow, the CBD oil, the problem is that it's only 6% absorbable by the body.
Yeah.
And we were able to come up with a method called Prozorb that made it 85% absorbable, which is 15 times that of regular CBD oil.
Yeah, the kind of stuff you get from Amazon or go to one of the local CBD stores that have popped up everywhere.
Yeah, well, consumers have to know that that cheap CBD oil you see advertised on the internet there's very little CBD oil in it, mm-hmm. and it contains many impurities. And the premium ones like cost over $100 an ounce.
Yeah,
but the other factor that we found is that CBD oil multiplies the effect of other scientifically proven pain relievers. So we added three FDA-approved pain relievers, which are menthol, tea tree oil, and arnica to it. And the CBD oil not only is 15 times more powerful, but it multiplied the benefits, the pain relief benefits. So we were able to produce a prescription power pain reliever that is that requires no prescription and is not addictive. And has no bad side effects. In fact, it has good side effects.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it actually helps heal the source of the pain.
Yeah, and it's got menthol in it. You know, we've been making jokes, not jokes. It's the Massachusetts, Ben, has banned menthol cigarettes. You know, but this product is totally legal in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts and everywhere else. The deal is at the Howie Carr Show store, the cream usually retails for just under $60, but today you can get a tube for half off at $29.50. And this is going to last you a while. We have fewer than 200, so if you want to get one, you got to move quickly. And this tube will last you for a good long while, won't it, Ben?
Yeah, it's a 3-ounce tube, and again, other CBD oils are over $100 an ounce.
Yeah. So this is,
this has many other pain relief benefits beyond other CBD oils.
Yeah, this is good. It's pain cream. I've been trying it, and it's really helped out my sore left head. So go to HowieCarrShow.com, HowieCarrShow.com, and click on the store. And the cheap bastard deal is this is a Eden Pure 7 pain cream. Usually for just under $60 today, you can get it for $29.50. It's a good deal. Or you can go to Ben's website and also buy one of the thunderstorms. It's really a great air purifier, as one of the VIPs could tell us. It's a great product, Ben, and we really love it here. So Ben, thank you for being with us.
One other thing. You notice. Ingestible pain relievers take 20 minutes to work.
Yeah.
You notice this takes 2 minutes. Yeah.
It does. As soon as you put it on. Check it out. HowieCarrShow.com. Cheap bastard deal of the day.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We're sold out of the pain cream. It's a good product. Like that. The VIP liked it. One of them was one of the women was playing golf yesterday. A little sore shoulder. Excuse me. What am I, Joe Biden? It's catching. All right. Anyway, but if you want to still order it, go to EdenPure.com. That's where you can uh, get the get the product, but we're sold out of the cheap bastard deals. Anyway, time now for the poll question. Experience the amazing benefits of Super Beets. Get a free 30-day supply, free shipping, and free nitric oxide strips to test your nitric oxide levels with your first purchase when you visit www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's www.superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Have you been a victim of theft and or vandalism because of your support for Trump and or other Republicans?
I had put in and or other Republicans so I could vote yes, because when Scott Brown was running, they used to tear down my signs all the time. Then I put a little camera out, and they tore down the camera before they tore down the sign. And this was before Donald Trump. He was just the star of The Apprentice at the time when all this happened. This was like 8 years ago. Yeah, so I've been a victim. And we're going to talk to this New Bedford school committee man. I think he's going to be pretty good. And he'll give you some tips for your sign, too. He seems to have it pretty well in order. He hasn't gotten any problems since he electrified the fence. Funny how that works, isn't it? So what is it? What are the results?
13% say they've been a victim.
Really? Only 13%? I guess everybody else is just kind of wise.
We want to lay it out. This isn't just signs. I mean, if you've had your car keyed because of a bumper sticker, somebody threw something at your house, anything like that.
Yeah, or if you were walking with your 7-year-old kid and two 21-year-old snowflakes came by and smacked him and hit his and stole his hat and ran away with it. Anything. All right, 844-500-4242. Let's take a little bit of President Trump. I guess he's going to Michigan this evening. He's going to try to. He thinks he may have a slightly larger crowd than Joe Biden did. If he gets up to 5, he'll have a bigger crowd than Joe Biden did. But he's doing a press conference before he leaves, and I guess he's going to be asked about white privilege. That's the scandal du jour. Let's go to it.
Travel. And all travel to and from China, the Democrats and Biden in particular called it xenophobic. You remember that? Joe was willing to sacrifice American lives to placate the radical left, open border extremists. And we saved tens of thousands of lives, probably hundreds of thousands of lives. And we saved millions of lives by doing the closing and now the opening the way we did it. Joe's decision to publicly attacked the China ban proved he lacks the character or intelligence or instinct to do what is right. Now, Biden's launched a public campaign against the vaccine, which is so bad because we have some vaccines coming that are incredible.
I thought he said he would take it.
Scott was telling
Isn't it
about,
Kamala Harris who said she wouldn't take
things
it?
Things that are happening, and it's very
Talk
exciting,
about mixed
Scott.
Messages.
Thank you for being here. But you don't want to have anything having to do with the political purposes, being an anti-vaxxer. You don't want to be talking about the vaccines in a negative way, especially when you see the statistics that we're starting to see. They're incredible, actually. Biden's perfectly happy to endanger the lives of other people by doing something that he thinks is going to help him politically because his polls are getting very bad. They're getting very shaky. This was an election that was going to be very easy, very quick, and then the China virus came in, and I had to go back to work politically, unfortunately, more time politically than the other things we do, which are very important for our country. But I had to go back to work, and it looks like we're going up very rapidly, more rapidly than the media wants to admit. And Biden's had to go out. He's gotten out of his basement, and he's working. Let's see what happens. But we got to talk about how great these vaccines are, if in fact they're great. And I think you're going to see numbers that are going to be very, very impressive. The approach to the virus is a very unscientific blanket lockdown by the Democrats. That's what they're talking about, which takes all of these incredible statistics, records, and it throws them out the window. Now, they did say it would be based on the recommendation of the experts, but, you know, whether expert or not.
Let's wait. Let's get out until he starts taking some questions, and then we'll take a few calls in this segment until he starts taking some questions. 844-500-4242. It's, you know, he's talking about how they have to reopen the colleges, and that's really driving him. That's going to drive him crazy. And, you know, one of the things that they keep promoting, the Democrats and people like Charlie Baker keep promoting, is they keep saying, well, we're having to move very slowly because look what happened in the South and the Midwest when they reopened too early. And, you know, I hear Charlie Parker saying that over and over every day. And I keep saying, wait, do you understand that the unemployment rate in Florida, Texas, Arizona, California is sometimes half of what it is in Massachusetts, and the death rate in those same states that you keep citing as having this out-of-control problem, the death rate is like one-third, one-fourth of what it is in Massachusetts? Why are you taking bows? The states that are locked down the most, the three in particular, New Jersey, New York, and Massachusetts, have the highest death rates and the highest unemployment rates in the country. I mean, something is amiss here. Something is wrong. You know, you're not, whatever you thought you were doing, you're not accomplishing it. Some people say that the Charlie Parker, you know, he's trapped. He made a mistake. He's like Emperor Hirohito in World War II. He didn't want to go into China, but he did. Then he didn't want to hit Pearl Harbor, and he was talked into it, and then he didn't know how to get out of it. And that's Charlie Parker. He's the modern he's Emperor Hirohito of the COVID World War III. But I think he's a true believer. I think he really believes this. You know, he really believes COVID is the devil, and that you know, he's his job is to force everybody to comply, because otherwise they will be damned. They will lose their souls. Somebody put your hand on the radio and say, get thee behind me, COVID. I listened to those guys more than I care to admit when I lived in the South. Amanda, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Amanda.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about your poll question.
Yes.
I haven't been vandalized.
Yeah.
But I'm really afraid to wear any supportive gear because of how many people I hear about being hit or being just like taking their shit stuffed on. And my daughter has a whole entire outfit. We got her the Keep America Great shirt and hat, and she loves it. She wants to go out and wear it. But I'm so nervous to actually let her wear it because we live in such a liberal area.
I know. I have the same feeling that, you know, like I thought we've sold a lot of them, but I thought we would sell more of no mask, no problem t-shirts. But I think people are afraid to even wear them, you know? And I just got a text from someone in Pennsylvania, and he said, we have some Trump signs in our neighborhood. No one has touched them. Of course, they're up in trees 10 to 15 feet. And one of the signs that's up in 10 feet up in the tree also has chicken wire around it. You know, the kind of stuff you usually put around so a squirrel can't get into a bird feeder or something like that. I don't know though, Amanda, have you ever run into any, do you know anybody who's been attacked personally?
Well, not attacked, but when Trump first ran, I'm from the Cape. So I live in like mid Cape Brewster area.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who had a huge Trump sign, and every single day there would either be paintballs on it. It would be, tried to get hammered down. He built it like at least 50 times back again.
Wow.
But every day, I mean, and he talked to us about it. I just get nervous because we live in such a moonbat area, and they're literally crazy.
Yeah. So. Well, I didn't realize how crazy Brewster was until I went down and talked to the owners of the woodshed, you know, and they were shut down by the Karens. You know, they sent that guy and the ex fire chief in Bourne. And in his pickup truck, and he's out there, you know, checking them out. The band was not wearing a mask when they were setting up. Somebody moved the table around a guy with a ponytail. These two young waitresses came in from the beach and they changed in their car. He's writing that up. He's writing that up in his report. Thanks for the call, Amanda. Things are crazy down on the Cape. In some places. I like being down on the Cape, but some of those, Chatham's crazy too. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Luke.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
All right. Hey, you know, I work with a great bunch of guys, and to sit there and watch Black Lives Matter flags and stuff like that go on an NFL game or a basketball game,
yeah,
or a baseball game, you know what, honestly, we've all had it. We're all taking a knee. You know, Kaepernick's a loser.
Yeah.
And we're sick of it, and there's a lot of us.
I agree, Luke. I don't think, you know, I used to take it with a grain of salt when somebody would do something in football and people would say, I'm not going to watch the game again. I'd just say, yeah, sure. You'll be watching. You'll be watching on Sunday. But I, Luke, I consider myself a pretty normal, average fan, and I've had it too. Why do I want to see, just be, have this thrown in my face over and over again? You know, I don't need this. I can do other things. It's not that much a part of my life. I've gotten used to it. Somebody was telling me that they decided to cut off their DirecTV, you know, because they weren't using it enough and they were getting everything on the internet. And so they called up and said, I'm canceling my DirecTV. And they offered them as an incentive to keep it. They said, we're giving you the NFL package. You know, it costs $380. You can watch every single game. Oh, boy. I can get lectured about my white privilege from every deserted park across the nation. Oh, wow. Somehow I think that's a sign of their desperation that they're offering that as the giveaway. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr. All right. If you're looking for something to do rather than watch the games, you might want to listen to your own music or your own podcast, but you don't want to bother anybody else in your family, do you? And the best way to enjoy all of your own music or podcasts by yourself and not bother your neighbor or your coworkers is to get a pair of premium wireless earbuds, especially if you can get them at less than half the price of the other guys. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds, are their best ones yet with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design, a noise-isolating fit. I'm going to bet that if you buy one pair pretty soon, the people you are close to or work with or live with, they're going to see it, and pretty soon you're going to have two or three pairs around you, and everyone's going to have a pair. And that's because the word of mouth on these earbuds is amazing. Raycon earbuds are also stylish and discreet. No dangling wires or stems. The company was founded by Ray J, and celebrities like J.R. Smith and Mike Tyson are obsessed with their products. So give them a try. Raycon has 45-day free return policy, so you can make sure they're the premium wireless earbuds for you. You have nothing to lose except the dirty looks of the people around you as they don't like your music or your podcasts. For a limited time, get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for a special 15% discount on Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Keep it here. The captain will be back after this.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Haverhill, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I don't know why he talked to Bob Woodward, and I don't know why he takes questions from people like Jonathan Carl, who was not a legitimate journalist. He's a Democrat operative with a press pass, like the guy he works for, George Stephanopoulos. But they're going back and forth, and the president is he's got Dr. Scott Atlas, who's been a guest on this show, sitting with him, and Scott Atlas can handle any of this stuff and just backs him up. But it's the same old, same old. And joining us now, though, is Kevin Frisbee. He is the financial planner of the Howie Carr Show, and we just want to check in with him as we do every week at this time. Kevin, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing today?
Good. What is going on with the market? It's really making me dizzy following it every day. One day it's down 600, the next day it's up 500. You know, you begin to worry about the palpitations.
Yeah, well, you know, remember back in the early spring, we talked about the palpitations of what happened to the market then. Not saying that that's a precursor to what may be going on now, but there's some technical technicals. There's some damage going on, and today's down about 400 points, 450 last time I looked. If we don't hold what we had for a bounce yesterday, the market has much further down to go. You know what? To be fair, the market's gotten ahead of itself. Let's face it. We had that V-shaped bounce. And I don't think the earnings justify being up where we are right now.
So what are you telling your clients if they want to? Like I told you last week, I switched around my allocations on my 401k because I just didn't feel like I didn't have any confidence in the market. What are you telling your clients?
You know, that's good advice what you did, and that's the advice I'm giving my clients. And you know, just like I said in last week's show, take a more conservative approach. We got 54 days left of the election. And I think the markets should maintain between now and then. My biggest concern is a contested election. I think the markets will hate that. And we could see big, big declines if that happens. And that's likely to happen with some of the shenanigans and the mail-in voting deal and all the stuff they're trying to do. So I would say take a step back, take a deep breath, and watch and wait until the election gets past us.
And do you have any offers for our listeners today, what they can do if they want to get some help from your people?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's a great day to offer one of those portfolio risk analysis. So basically people can call up the 800-989-9100, and let's take a peek at your statements and figure out if we can make some adjustments and give some advice on maybe taking some of that risk down. So that it's a great time. It's free, no obligation to do that. You can call the office, and we've got advisors all through New England that can help you out no matter where you're calling from.
So what's the number again?
1-800-989-9100, and they can find us on frisbeebenefits.com. Frisbee spelled IE benefits with an S, and all the info's over there, Howie.
Would you be buying any commercial real estate today, Kevin?
You know what? Funny you ask that, because as you know, I got a place in Florida. I'm actually going down in a week to talk with a commercial real estate broker to look at a couple properties. So I'm not personally afraid of the commercial real estate market. I think if you're buying the right type of property, I wouldn't necessarily be buying a mall or a Best Buy or something
like
that.
Well, maybe think about it. It appears that JCPenney's has been bought today by a couple of mall companies because nobody else wanted it. So the malls are on the hook for these anchor stores that are going to go out of business.
Yep.
So they're just picking it up. I mean, talk about distressed property, right?
Yeah, there's a bunch of distressed property. Like I said, I'd stay away from a mall, but I'm a fan of maybe looking at an office building or an office suite or something like that. That's kind of in my market range. But I'd stay away from a mall for sure.
All right. So what's your telephone number if people want to get the portfolio analysis?
Sure. It's 1-800-989-9100. And again, they can find us on frisbeebenefits.com, and we'd love to do that analysis. No cost, no obligation, no matter where they're calling from. We get advisors out there.
Right. You just look at what they've got and what the allocation, if they're still putting into it, what the allocations are, and you suggest what they might do. And it's just recommendations. And you obviously, the client makes the final decision, as in every case, right?
That's exactly right, Howie. We're just going to say, hey, here's what you have for risk. Here's what you ought to be thinking about doing differently. And then make some recommendations, and they can adjust if they see fit.
All right, great. And the number one more time?
1-800-989-9100, Howie.
Thank you, Kevin Frisbee. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.